Hey, what is up? It's Brian LoFermento. Welcome to episode 250 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. A quarter of a century of episodes. This is a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode about when it's going to be your turn to succeed as an entrepreneur. I'm so excited for this one. Let's dive in. Two guest hosts, Nate Bagley and Nat Harward. So if you didn't listen to episodes 247, 248, 249, those three episodes do not feature me. They feature two of my very good entrepreneurial friends, incredible entrepreneurs, even better people. So that was so much fun last week for me to listen to the episodes as a listener, just like you. I got to experience it exactly like you did. I didn't know what they were going to talk about. It was so much fun for me because while they were guest hosting last week, I actually hosted the first ever Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur monthly office hours. It was so much fun. Wantrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from all across, in this case, it was North America. Although I do actually think we had one caller join in from Thailand, so that was really cool. So entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs from all across the world tuned in to our live monthly office hours. If you do want to come to our next ones, just register. It takes literally 2 seconds to register. You just got to enter your name and email address at joinofficehours.com. That's it, joinofficehours.com. And today's episode is really sparked by one of the entrepreneurs that I had the pleasure of talking to on the phone last week. So as you guys know, if you listen to this podcast for any amount of time, you know that just randomly I will jump on the phone with podcast listeners and book readers and people on my email list and students of mine. And shout out to Davey. So Davey is an entrepreneur in Vancouver, Canada, and I had an incredible phone call with her. She's a really great entrepreneur who does really creative and cool things. I mean, all you have to do is check out her Instagram and you see how talented she is. And Davey and I were talking about how similar our environments were as we started our businesses. I mean, we're both kids of immigrant families, so my mom came here from the United States. Davey's family immigrated to Canada, and so we both really related to each other on that level. And Davey asked a question that really brought me back so much to my earlier days as an entrepreneur. And she said to me, "Brian, it's so cool talking to entrepreneurs like you." And she's met Chris Guillebeau a few times. But she asked a really deep question. She said, "Brian, when is it going to be my turn?" And that question lit up all sorts of things in my body because I've had that thought so many times before, especially as a newer entrepreneur. Because here's the thing, when you're a newer entrepreneur, you are constantly putting the work in and seeing little results. And that's why we talk about the dip so often here on this podcast. I mean, I think Seth Godin really illustrates the concept of the dip better than anybody else when he talks about the dip happens when you have to expend more energy only to get fewer results. And it's in those moments, it's in those dips where we ask ourselves those deep and meaningful questions of, when is it my turn? And is this worth it? And is this ever going to happen? And so hearing Davey ask that question, it brought back so much for me. And it's so appropriate that we're talking about this on episode 250 of the podcast, because I'll tell you a very true story. So back in 2016, when this podcast launched, a week before the official podcast launch, I was busy putting together the marketing plan and the launch plan and hitting up strategic partners who I wanted to help me out with the launch and recording episodes. Something happened to me that week where I hopped onto the podcast app on my iPhone and I was just looking at other entrepreneurs who I either knew personally or I've met a few times, and I was like, man, I've met these people. Like, I've been in the same room as them. I've hung out with them. If they can do it, I can do it. But then, boom, 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 there's always a but. But then I looked at their podcast episode numbers and I was like, oh my gosh, they have 200 episodes already. They have 500 episodes already. They have 1,000 episodes already. John Lee Dumas, as an example, host of Entrepreneur on Fire, That dude has like thousands of episodes. He's been doing it for years and his podcast is every single day. And so that discouraged me in the week leading up to the podcast launch. And I was like, man, episode one, how lonely does that sound? How far away does that sound? And Davey's question just brought me back to that week before this podcast launched. And it could have just as easily brought me back to after I made $200 in my first 6 months as an entrepreneur, or after I made $500 working on my first client-related project and it took me ages to complete. In those moments, I was asking myself that same question. When will I be at the level of all these other entrepreneurs? When will I be that name that people recognize and that person who people really respect his work? When will I get there? And what I learned through experiencing that, not once, not twice, not three times, but so many times over and over again in my life, not only as an entrepreneur, but in everything that we do, whether it comes to fitness or getting better at tennis, that's my current endeavor where I'm just like, oh, when am I gonna be as good as that person? When you have those moments, there's only two ways to react to that. That's it, there's only two ways. The first way is to say, gosh, it's never gonna be my turn. This just isn't worth it. I'm gonna go do something else where I can have that turn quicker. The truth is nothing has that turn quicker. It doesn't matter what you turn to, it will always take work and time, and we're gonna talk about time in just a second. It will always take those two ingredients for it to be your turn in any endeavor. That's why my belief has always been, just pick an endeavor that's gonna be worth it for you. That the ends justify the means and you're happy to do it as an end in itself. And just do that, because no matter what you choose to do, it's going to take energy, time, work, persistence, hurt, joys. It's going to take all of that anyways. So you might as well make sure you're spending your time in something that means something to you. So that's my first reaction to that is everything's gonna take time anyway. So your first response can be, well, I'm just gonna do something else. Or your second response can be, man, it's gonna be so much sweeter when it is my turn, because I'm always gonna remember these early days. I'm always gonna remember all those times I wanted to quit. I'm always going to remember all of the times that I persisted, trusting and knowing that success is a lagging indicator. Success doesn't show up right away. That, to me, is the single most beautiful part of any extraordinary journey, is that success doesn't show up instantly. It waits to see how badly you actually want it. Success will hide around corners to see, will you continue walking around those corners to find it? Even though you're already putting the work in today, are you willing to walk that extra mile, that extra 5 miles or 10 miles or however far ahead of you success is hiding? Because it doesn't show up instantly. It's the same reason why most of us don't have ripped bodies. It's the same reason why most people never launch successful businesses. It's the same reason why most people never run marathons. It's because success doesn't show up right away. I mean, for the first time ever, I went to the Los Angeles Marathon last year and I stood at the finish line, and it was a really incredible experience standing at the finish line because I saw people of all shapes. Trust me when I say all shapes, all sizes, all ages, all ethnicities, all backgrounds, all everything cross that finish line. And I don't know what got into me, but as I was watching them cross that finish line, I was like, gosh, here they are. They just ran 26.2 miles throughout the entirety of the city of Los Angeles. And that's not even the impressive part, because I know that that moment of success crossing the finish line, that was not the indicator of all the work that they put in, because that moment is delayed. That moment is a lagging indicator. So the real work that put them at that finish line was the months or potentially years that they trained to do that. I mean, I saw some older dudes who were very, very heavy with some big guts on them cross that finish line. And I was just like, my gosh, who cares about the shape of your body? You put the work in so long and so hard, and here you are 26.2 miles later, just today. Never mind the hundreds of miles you ran to prepare for this point. So imagine if those people ran 10 miles, which in my opinion is an extraordinary feat. To get out there as an adult and run 10 miles, it's incredible. And they not only did that the first time that they ran 10 miles, but they showed up again the next day and the day after that and the day after that, knowing full well that it didn't make them a marathoner, because that would take time to come. And they blindly continued to put the work in. And that's why there's one mindset that I want you to adopt from today's episode. And everyone always asks me what my episode notes look like. There's only two sentences written down for my notes for today's episode, and I'm gonna read them to you. So this is the mindset that I want you to adopt. So here's what my note says. When you look at someone with abs, don't just be amazed. Force yourself to say, wow, they really focus on their abs. When you see someone with a successful business, don't just look at them in awe. Say to yourself, wow, they really focus on their business. When you see someone who's fashionable, don't just say to yourself, my gosh, that person is so fashionable. Instead, say to yourself, wow, they really focus on their fashion. The reason why I want you to adopt that mindset is because it's easy to look at people. That was my note, by the way. So when you see these people, it's easy to look at them and just think to yourself, my gosh, they are this. Like, my gosh, that person is a marathon runner. Like, let's take Nat Harward, who guest hosted the podcast last week, as an example. Dude runs Ironman competitions. I always get the numbers wrong, but an Ironman is something crazy like a 2 mile swim, followed by a 112 mile bike ride, followed by a 26.2 mile run, a full marathon at the end of your Ironman. And you do it all in less than 12 hours. So Nat, it's easy to look at him and be like, my gosh, that dude is a triathlete. That dude is an Ironman. The truth is he's not. He's just a dude who put the work in, the months, the years. I've known Nat personally for years now. I see how hard he works. Every time he posts an Instagram story of him just on cold mornings, 5 o'clock in the morning, just busting out exercises on the bike, on the stationary bike, or swims. And I don't ever allow myself to have the thought of, man, Nat's an incredible Ironman. Instead, I force myself. I literally make it a habit. I force myself when I see those Instagram stories to say, man, Nat really focuses on becoming an Ironman. Because these things don't happen by mistake. They do not happen by mistake. These things take time, energy, persistence, heartbreak, triumphs, everything. So it's a long way for me to answer the question of when is it your turn, but that's the truth about when it's your turn. It's your turn when you adopt all of these things as daily habits, as daily rituals, to say to yourself, it's my turn when I keep going long enough that I finally catch up to the success that's waiting for me. Because it is waiting for you. Success is a lagging indicator. If you and I only ate vegetables for the next 3 days, there will be no visible difference in our bodies. Zero. Does it mean that eating those vegetables is not working today? No. It means that success hides. Success waits for us to see how badly we want it. That's the truth about when it's your turn. It's when you catch up to the success that's waiting for you. This was such a fun episode for me. 250 episodes in. Honestly, like it's a huge, huge milestone for me, because I remember how I felt when I was just on episode 1 thinking, man, I'm never gonna get to 100 episodes. I wasn't even thinking about 250 episodes. So I just wanna take a moment at the end of this episode to say thank you to you, the listeners. Like it truly, truly, I cannot even express it enough. It means the world to me that you continue to tune in 250 episodes in. I know that there are listeners out there who have listened to all 250, which that fact just blows my mind. It keeps me going. It gives me so much drive and motivation to keep producing good content for you guys, to keep hosting things like free monthly office hours where we get to hang out. In last week's office hours, we hung out for 2 hours and I gave away so many fun things. I gave away books. I gave away a 30-minute one-on-one call with Nat to go over your tech stack. I just gave away random things. I'm going to be doing so many giveaways. So definitely sign up for office hours at joinofficehours.com. And if you do want to surround yourself with like-minded entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who are really just in it to see you succeed and just to support you and encourage you and for you to do that to them, make sure you sign up for the Entrepreneur to Entrepreneur community on Facebook. Just go to letmeinthegroup.com. I tried to make it as easy to remember as possible. Letmeinthegroup.com. Takes 2 seconds. Enter your name and email address. You'll get the instant link to join the Facebook group, and I will approve you right away. But from the bottom of my heart, 250 episodes in, I never thought this would come, and I'm so excited for everything that's coming on the podcast in the coming weeks and months. I've got a lot of travels coming up. Actually, at the time of recording this, I am leaving in like 10 minutes for Palm Springs to go hang out with the team over at Essential Tennis, which is the world's largest tennis instructional company. They're incredible. We're just gonna hang out for a few days in the desert, hopefully get some sunshine after all this rain here in Los Angeles throughout the months of January and February. That's it for me today. I'll see you guys again this Wednesday and this Friday for all new episodes of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.